From the Salvation Army, you're listening to a five-minute version of Words of Life.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses and, you know, the different events that we're putting on. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained.
Hey, welcome back to the Salvation Army's Words of Life. We are so glad that you've joined us, and what a privilege it has been for us to have Natalie working through these last several episodes with us. Natalie Runyon, everybody, welcome back.
Thank you.
I just want to hear the applause of the listeners out there, but sadly, this is just a one-way transmission. But what a privilege it is to have you back. I have been encouraged by your book, Raised to Stay. Anywhere you can buy books, you can find it. Natalie, thank you for coming back.
It's good to be back.
We've been focusing on the discipleship series that you've put together over the last several months and utilizing in your own life. This week, we want to specifically talk about the idea of mentorship over discipleship or coaching. What's the difference?
Well, I think they all have similar attributes. So you could be being mentored by somebody while also being discipled by them and coached by them. But I do believe that there are different seasons throughout our lives, different experiences that might lend itself to more of a coaching role or a discipleship role or a coaching role, depending on what it is that we're, you know, you're dealing with. But with coaching, a lot of people pay for coaching. You know, you might find somebody that does what you do and they're offering a 10-week or a semester-long class on how to build your business, how to grow your followers, you know, something that is more targeted towards entrepreneurship or a business view. And so coaching is something that we might pay for, something that we may do just for a small time to try to gain some momentum. Whereas discipleship is really finding someone that can do what Jesus did with the disciples and walk with us through ministry and have us watch how they're doing it. And we spend time imitating what we're seeing them do, whether it's hospital visits or going to nursing homes or learning how to preach and teach or lead worship. And then mentorship is this one-on-one, maybe it lasts a month, maybe it's every week for a year with someone who's living a little bit ahead of us, who has a life that we see. We're like, man, I love how they are a wife and a mom. I love how they run their business or they do their ministry, and we're gleaning from them, be it for a short amount of time, or maybe it is lifetime. We don't really know, but these seasons ebb and flow. And so the beautiful part about the kingdom of God is that we can find mentors, disciplers, and coaches everywhere we go.
I like that idea. The mentorship idea for me is born out of Hebrews 13:7. Remember your leaders, specifically the ones who spoke the word of the Lord to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. That's basically what we're saying with mentors, yeah?
Absolutely. And we see it even in Paul and Timothy, where, you know, we talk about our Judases a lot, like who's hurt us, who's betrayed us. But for every Judas that's at our table, there are multiple Pauls.
Amen.
And there are people who want to see us succeed. And we think about how Paul spoke of Timothy. He said something like, you're going to meet Timothy. He's talking to the churches. You're going to meet Timothy. He's one of the best I ever know. You can trust him. He's just giving this like exhortation over this young man whom he has been doing life and ministry with. Those are the mentors and disciplers we're looking for, are people who will speak highly of us, even though they've seen us make mistakes in our youth, even though they've walked with us through challenging seasons, that when they speak of us, they believe in us and they champion us. And that's what having a mentor and someone discipling us does, is it gives us a cheerleader in our corner who also holds us accountable and also sharpens us, but believes in what God has placed inside of us.
Now, you just used a word that's been coming up each week that we've been talking about this discipleship series, accountable or accountability. I think, you know, a lot of people in the world understand what that word might mean by definition, but as it relates to being more like Jesus, why would you say that's important?
Well, we all need to have somebody in our life who puts some guardrails on us. And the Bible gives us beautiful guardrails. You know, the word of God is a love letter to the people of God to say, hey, I love you this much that I'm going to put up some boundaries here for you so that you can live this life that is full of joy and abundance in me. And so these guardrails that are kingdom guardrails are then brought to us through mentorship and discipleship to say, yeah, you could go over these guardrails and I'm going to be here if you veer off course. However, these guardrails are going to sometimes sting a little bit as we see you starting to make the wrong turn because we don't want to see you fall off the cliff.
Yeah.
And so accountability is really just somebody in your life to help you stay in the lane. And it can be painful when you don't want that correction. It can be painful when we don't want to be humble.
Yeah.
But when we're walking in this posture of, I want to be more like Jesus, that accountability helps us be more like Jesus. And as those discipling and mentoring, it's vital that the way that we keep those guardrails in place is in a loving and kind manner that is strong and effective, but also loving and kind.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. To hear the full version of this week's episode, visit wordsoflifepodcast.org. Oh.